In Manleu and throughout the region, the workers organized themselves to defend their interests and to improve working conditions, but also to learn to read, have access to culture, and get better prices for the consumer items. They knew that solidarity was the key to their survival, and little by little, they created a new awareness of class that culminated in the creation of trade unions. Tens of associations, consumer cooperatives, mutual societies, choirs, atheniums were created. One of the most significant was the choral society El Progrés Manlleuenc, inspired by the Cause de Clavet movement. One of their hymns was the Marseillaise, a symbol of republicanism. The associations were a sign of modernity, new and very powerful, which broke with the typical dynamics of the old system. At a time of persecution of workers' associations, the choir, as it was known, performed a first-rate social function. It organized dances, concerts, plays, but also rallies, conferences, clandestine meetings. These associations had an educational vocation in the republican and secular values, and that is why they created a library and a school, which infuriated the church and the more conservative sectors. But it was not just the workers who acquired the awareness of class. The business owners founded the Association of Manufacturers of Manleu and its region. The business owners joined forces to deal with the workers' demands, but also to be strong against the institutions, and they became a pressure group. In 1901, the Association of Manufacturers of Manleu carried out a lockout, which had major social consequences.